Welcome to Broncos TV Live, presented by Microsoft, proud sponsor of the NFL.
It's sunny, but just a touch chilly here in Denver, with game time temps hovering right around the mid-20s. Ground crews have been working hard to clear out the 11 inches of snow that fell here in Denver on Friday night, and you can see the guys coming in ready for a big game against the Patriots today. Hello, and thank you for joining us for the BTV Live pregame show. I'm Phil Milani, and what else did you expect than this kind of temperatures for the Broncos and Patriots? We remember the snow game last year really propelled the Broncos to a successful playoff run. They're hoping for something similar here today, and we're about 90 minutes away from kickoff. You saw the guys heading into the stadium, and that's where we find our Matt Boyer, who caught up with the guys to find out what it's going to take today.
All right, we are outside with Aqib Talib. Aqib, this is one of your former teams. How much have you been looking forward to this game all season?
It's huge, man. You've seen it at the beginning of the year. You've seen the game week 15 or whatever. Who would have known it would have been the biggest game of the season for us, man. So here we go.
This is your last game for 2016 here at home. What kind of juice are these fans going to bring you here today?
We need all the juice in the world. Orange juice, orange Bronco country. Man, we need all that, baby.
All right, man, good luck.
Thank you.
Darian, this is football weather, isn't it? Do you like this atmosphere?
Oh, I love it. It's nothing better than December football.
I know you're an Alabama guy, but you're used to playing in that cold weather. What's the most important thing to remember when you're playing in an atmosphere like this?
Man, just have fun and be yourself. Football is something we love to do, and it's all about having fun.
What's going to be the key to give these fans out here a Christmas present worth remembering?
The win. That's it. Just win.
Justin, you like this cold weather. You're a BC guy. This is nothing for you, is it?
Oh, love it. Love it. There's nothing like, you know, getting a big hit when it's cold weather outside.
What's it going to take to give these fans out here a Christmas present worth waiting for? This is your last home game for the month of December. What's it going to take for you guys to get a win today?
Oh, it's just going to take everything we have, you know. A lot of perseverance, mental and physical execution throughout the game, and we're just going to have to buy in, take it one game at a time, and New England's the first one tonight.
TJ, tell me about that hat, man. That is looking amazing. You look warm.
Yeah, I had to stay warm. You know, Patriots week, I figure I dress like arch nemesis USSR. And so that's what my look is right now.
What's it going to take to get the win here today? These fans, this is the last home game in front of these fans in 2016. What's it going to take?
Team effort, hard work, everybody doing their job, and, you know, playing hard to the whistle all game.
That no-fly zone loves that cold weather, don't they?
Man, we love it. It's hard to fly in the cold.
All right, Phil, back to you.
Thank you very much, Matt. Obviously, TJ borrowed my hat. I'm cold down here on the field. And this is a big game, though, with plenty of playoff implications. The Broncos came into this one, came into this weekend tied with Miami. But the Dolphins played last night. We could check out the highlights as they were in New York facing the Jets. And it actually started out pretty well from a Broncos perspective. Bryce Petty making just his fourth career start, connects with Robbie Anderson, the 40-yard touchdown, gave the Jets a 7-0 lead, but it didn't last long. Matt Moore had a career night, starting in place of an injured Ryan Tannehill. Maybe calm the nerves of some Dolphins fans. He hit Deion Sims there for a touchdown right along the goal line. And then we head to the second half, where it was pretty much all Dolphins. A 3-point game in the third. Walt Akins blows up the play, gets the block, and then he has the awareness to get the scoop. That put the Dolphins up ahead 20-10. Moore had a career high 4 touchdowns in this game. 66-yard touchdown to Jarvis Landry and 34-13 the final. And that changes the standings in the AFC playoff picture. Miami now currently sitting in the final 6 spot there. New England here today fighting for the number 1 seed in the AFC. Today's game even bigger due to some of the tiebreakers, obviously conference record and common opponent. There's still plenty of football left to play, but the Broncos' final 3 game stretch here, one of the hardest in NFL history, and you can really sense around the building there was a major sense of urgency this week.
Every game that you play, the further it gets to the end, the more pressure becomes each one of those games and the more at stake.
Just play until you get in the tournament. Play to make the tournament. Play to win the chip. You got to make the tournament first. So that's what we're doing.
We're trying to win. it's to the point where we just want to win. I want to win. I want to do everything I can for my team to win.
You know, we kind of know what we got our work cut out for us down the stretch here. So I think there is a good sense of urgency in the building right now down the stretch here.
We know that we got to play better now. We got to start getting games rolling now. And it's nothing to feel better to get back on track than beating the Patriots.
Beating the Patriots, easier said than done, although Tom Brady has not fared well playing here in Denver, 2-7 all time, including that AFC Championship game last year. Matt Boyer is standing by in a very special spot for Broncos fans as that game came down to the final play.
So many great, memorable moments, Phil, between these two teams, the Broncos and the Patriots, including, who could forget, at this very spot, the two-point conversion in last year's AFC Championship game. Tom Brady back to pass. Aqib Talib gets a hand on the ball, and it's Bradley Roby with the interception. When it comes to these two teams, these are two great historic franchises, and Tom Brady has been a part of this rivalry for a lot of years, but there's just something that happens when the Patriots and Brady come to Denver. Maybe it's the thin air.
Brady steps away and can't pull away completely, and that is Derek Wolfe with his second sack of the season.
Maybe it's the 76,000 strong making their voices heard.
And Brady is forced to take a timeout as the snap clock was down at two as Brady was at the line of scrimmage, and he is not very happy.
Whatever the reason, Denver has always been a difficult place to play for the Patriots and Tom Brady.
You never enjoy going against Tom Brady. It's always work. It's a major work. You got to be extremely prepared, and it's always a challenge.
Those challenges date back to October 2001. In his first game against the Broncos, Brady threw four fourth-quarter interceptions, including the first pick of his historic NFL career.
Brady throws to the end zone. It's going to be intercepted.
But the most historic of these matchups came after the arrival of a quarterback legend in his own right.
The quarterback from Tennessee, number 18, Peyton Manning.
In 2013, Manning and the high-powered Denver offense edged the Patriots thanks to 400 yards in the air and a pair of touchdown passes. And then last season in the AFC Championship game.
And rushes two. Peyton bounces around. He throws. Daniels is there. Daniels with the catch. Touchdown, Denver!
Manning threw two touchdown passes, and Vaughn Miller reined in 2.5 sacks and an interception as the Broncos moved on to Super Bowl 50.
Going to be intercepted. Von Miller at the 20. He fell down, but he's got the ball.
Every game that I've played against the Patriots and Tom Brady and those guys has been a good game. And whenever I go against the Patriots, it's just a little bit added focus, you know, whenever you're going against the best.
Each game is different, but as the future Hall of Famer and his Patriots team once again return to Denver, the Broncos are hoping for familiar results.
The last 4 years, Matt, it's primarily been Tom Brady versus Peyton Manning, other than that snow game last year. But now, sort of a different tone with Trevor Siemian coming into the mix here. Despite some sluggish play on offense for the Broncos, Siemian has not been the problem. In fact, since week 8, he's third with 303 yards per game, behind only Kirk Cousins and Tom Brady. Last week, he almost led the comeback, throwing for 334 yards and a touchdown. Siemian might be young, but he's poised, and he won't be fazed going head-to-head with Brady.
Well, you know, I was with Peyton last year, so kind of a similar deal. Grew up watching him, too, so he's obviously been doing it a long time at a really high level. So one of those guys you like watching play, like watching competing, and he does it the right way, no doubt.
Let's bring in Andrew Mason now. And Mace, Siemian was just 10 years old when Brady won his first Super Bowl, that game against the Rams. Will he be fazed going head-to-head today?
Why would he? I mean, there have been younger quarterbacks over the years that have gone against Tom Brady in the past, and they've beaten him. So I don't think age is a factor. I think he's ready. He's had a couple of good games in his last two starts, four touchdowns, no interceptions, and 300 yards passing both times. So I think he's ready for the challenge.
Should be able to hold his own. He's looking for his third 300-yard passing game. And the one thing that the guys really like about him is his strong temperament. But the Broncos have been starting off pretty slowly. What's going to be the difference here today?
It's going to come down to execution, quite frankly. That's something that Gary Kubiak talked about on Monday, that You know, he was looking at the slow starts, and he wasn't looking at the slow starts being a pattern over the course of the season, but he was looking at why they happened. And you'd have things like a missed assignment that led to a sack on the first series when you had third and one. You know, you have a fumble on the second possession. These are all what he called details and points of execution that, if they can be fixed, the slow starts will be remedied.
Yeah, and you could take a look at some of the numbers here of the Broncos broken down by quarter, last in the league in terms of points scored in the first quarter.
Last in the league and near the bottom in terms of point differential as well. So the Broncos are giving up, I believe, 70 points in the first quarter so far this season. Now, the Broncos are the best fourth quarter team in the league, but that hasn't been enough to make up for the first quarter issues, and certainly the Patriots are the best first quarter team in football.
Yeah, they're averaging 30 points since Brady came back. The Broncos are going to have to get more offensive production to hang around here today. And Mace, thanks for coming on. When we come back later on in the show, we'll talk about the Patriots defense with Mace. He'll break down some of the film there. But now it's time for this week's trivia question. With 75 receiving yards, Demaryius Thomas will have five consecutive 1,000-yard seasons to represent the second-longest streak in Broncos history. But who sits in first place? I bet you that Mace has a good idea about that one.